Tomorrow, the Labor Department will release the February jobs report. White House economists are hoping it will show that jobs were created, but they're bracing for the possibility of more losses. Earlier this week, the president's economic advisor, Lawrence Summers, told CNBC the data could be distorted by last month's blizzards.
Who knows what the next number is going to be? In past blizzards, those statistics have been distorted by 100 to 200,000 jobs.
Joining us now to talk about the coming jobs report is Diane Swank. She's an economist from Chicago, a city that knows a thing or two about snow. Ms. Swank, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
First, what do you think of this idea that the snow could distort the February jobs report? Is that just the White House spinning these numbers in advance in case they look bad?
Actually, it's not. I mean, the snow did actually hit places that we don't usually get snow, like Washington, D.C. But we did really see a lot of disruptions right up and down the entire eastern seaboard. And as a result, we could actually see 100 to 200,000 losses in jobs as a result of just the snow alone.
So I'm going to ask you about sort of best case, worst case scenario. And let's talk about the best case scenario first for that jobs report. Is it possible employers really are adding jobs now, or is that still a very long way off?
Well, I think we're very close to a tipping point. I think it's a slam dunk that we see an increase in employment in March when a lot of the census workers come on. Who would have thought the census hiring would have been our best jobs program out there? But that will be adding in March. In February, though, the preliminary data we're getting is that actually jobs continue to soften, although at a slower pace. You know, everything that's good news about the economy today is really just less bad news. One bright spot in the report could be manufacturing employment, which did increase in January. And preliminary reports that have come out this week suggest that manufacturers may have added a few jobs again.
Overall, though, if those numbers are continuing to soften, what would be a bad number? Is there a scary number the White House would hate to see, the unemployment rate bouncing back?
Right. The unemployment rate bouncing back above 10% would be a startling number. Also something, you know, in the 200,000 range on a decline, even though we could see as much as 100 to 200,000 in the numbers from the snowstorms, that would certainly still be a shock to financial markets, which are expecting less than 100,000 decline. I think most people will kind of look through no matter what we get tomorrow because they know there's all this noise created by the snow. What's really interesting to me, though, is that even though the snowstorms would distort it in any economy, they'd be a blip on the radar screen. And then they disappear. We quickly recoup those losses. What was interesting about these snowstorms is that people actually applied for unemployment insurance. They had no cushion to wade through the snow. And that underscores the fragility of the current recession.
It seems as if in recent months there have been some big revisions in the jobless numbers. We get a headline number released by the Labor Department and then weeks later find that the numbers had to be dramatically revised. Why aren't those numbers more reliable?
Well, you know, there really is a guessing process to this. On the payroll data, the way they survey it is they survey large establishments, and if you show up on the payrolls, if you were being paid that week, you get counted. That's why with the snowstorms, you might not show up, but you might recoup your hours the week after. When you do that, though, they make an assumption about small businesses. And, of course, one of the biggest gaps in the assumptions were when the economy fell off a cliff in the fall of 2008, the losses endured by small businesses were even greater than the worst case scenario assumptions that were made by the government. And so as a result, when they went back and they sort of squared actual data with their estimates, we found that we lost 1.2 more million jobs than actually were counted. This is something that got very little press, but I think was really important, is that turning points are very hard because they make assumptions. It's not that they're trying to deliberately make the data wrong. In fact, they could underestimate job growth as we come out of this, although I highly doubt it, given how reluctant small businesses are to hire right now.
Diane Swank, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you.
Diane Swank is chief economist at Mesirow Financial in Chicago. That's a financial services firm.